who beat time with a little wooden spoon. Further along there was an atheist. In a towering rage, you pointed every now and then at the children's service and spoke of nature's fairest things being corrupted with the secrets of the Spanish Inquisition. By the man with the little spade, of course. The atheist, who wore a red rosette, was very withering to his own audience as well. Hypocrites, he would say. And then they would throw him money. Dupes and dastards. And then they would throw him more money. But between the atheist and the children's service was a little owlish man in a red fez, weakly waving a green Gamp umbrella. His face was brown and wrinkled like a walnut. His nose was of a sort we associate with Judea. His beard the sort of black wedge we associate rather with Peru. The young woman had never seen him before. He was a new exhibit in the now familiar Museum of Cranks and Quacks. The young woman was one of those people in whom a real sense of humour is always an issue with a certain temperamental tendency to boredom or melancholia. And she lingered a moment and leaned in on the rail to listen. It was a fully 4 minutes before she could understand a word the man was saying. He spoke English with so extraordinary an accent that she supposed at first...